was my home. Got my nice house and my wife, but my heart is made of stone. Cause everything is where it belongs. The sun is setting.
Good morning and welcome to episode 134 of Taking the Charge Podcast with you from Toronto, Canada. I am David Heinefine News. Thanks for stopping on by. Final Four is over. We are looking forward to getting back into the EuroLeague swing of things, but I do have one more podcast focusing on the Final Four. So I'm going to get to that in a couple of minutes. Basically, just want to do the housekeeping as usual. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at HeinNews, H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S. The email address is HeinNews@gmx.de. Facebook, we have the Facebook group, Taking the Charge. Put that in there, and you will find the group and be part of the lively conversation there. On iTunes, you can rate and review us, so go do that. That's always a fantastic thing. Plenty of ways to get in contact with us, so go ahead and do it. I didn't really have loads of chances to do any interviews this week, so what I actually decided to do, and actually I did this with the EuroLeague Final Four back last season, and that is to take the press conferences from the Final Four and just kind of run with them. Just to kind of make sure that people actually go and listen to what the guys said, because there was some pretty good stuff in there. I'm basically going to run the losing interview or the post game press conference for Kentucky and just do Coach Calipari on that. And I'll cut his from his opening statement to his to the questions. There's the rest of the questions on the players that I will kind of skip because there's not really much meat to any of that. And I'll also do the same thing for Wisconsin, Bo Ryan, and just kind of skip over the players because once again they, you know, obviously after such a loss you really don't want to say too much. But I will put on the whole Duke thing in there because there's a couple of nice things in there. So that's the order. Kentucky coach John Calipari will then move into Bo Ryan and then take and put in Coach Mike Krzyzewski and the rest of the Duke. So enjoy that, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Coach,
Could not be more proud of this group of young people. What they did all year just took us all on a ride. Our staff, our school, our state took us on a ride. We all wanted to win those last two. These kids wanted to win it in the worst way. But you got to give Wisconsin credit. They did to us what we have done to teams. We came down I'm going to look at the tape, and there's some things I probably should have done. A timeout here. I should have maybe changed up something, but we normally execute down the stretch, and we didn't. And they did. They made plays down there, and we didn't, but can't take away. I know everybody's going to say, this season is historic. You know, I just can't believe anybody's going to do what these kids just did to get to this point unblemished. With the schedule they played, and then how they did it.
Questions for the young men, please. Raise your hand, and we'll get a microphone to you. Yes, back in the back.
Josh McKinney, WYMT TV in Hazard, Kentucky. For all four players, how will you most remember this season and what you all were able to accomplish?
Willie?
Just being around a bunch of unbelievable guys. And the way we all came together is like brothers. We'll never be on the same team again like this. So, that's going to set in. We got a month of school left with each other, and that's it. So, I mean, that's what you'll remember.
Aaron?
Just like you said, we had a lot of fun this season. One of the best times of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. We didn't finish like we were supposed to, and we got beat, so they deserve the game.
Right here.
Could you kind of talk about what you think happened? You had the lead at 60-56 in the last 6 minutes, went over 5 minutes without scoring. What kind of happened there on offense to get you guys out of sync?
Question for Andrew.
Maybe I didn't execute. We didn't execute as a team, but me being a point guard, I didn't do what coach told me on a couple of occasions.
He did so. Fine. He did fine.
Over here.
George Schroeder, USA Today. This is for Carl.
Carl?
Just a very crafty player and great skills, and he uses his height to his advantage.
Questions, please? Right here in front.
Noah Kozlov, CineSport. For you, Carl, down the stretch, that Notre Dame game, is you guys went to the bigs, got the ball, and that's how you won. Were you surprised that you didn't get the ball more down the stretch?
That's not the case whatsoever. Coach did a great job all day coming up to this game. We had an absolute beautiful game plan, and we just got beat. I mean, we can't go by a coaching decision. That was... Without Coach Calipari, we don't even get to 38 at all, and neither this 39th game. So there's no way it was a coaching decision.
What he saying? What he said?
Any more questions? Right here.
Yes, Larry Ball, Danville Advocate Messenger. Willie, could you just talk about what happened rebounding wise for them to be able to out rebound you all 34-22?
Willie.
I don't know. A lot of them, I think we had, and just fumbled it and gave it right back to them for, you know, probably 10 of their points was us just throwing them the ball. I think, you know, we didn't execute checking out and going to get the ball. And that's about it.
Right here.
Bonnie Bernstein with Campus Insiders. This is for any one of you who'd be willing to answer. Such an incredible collection of talent you have, and I was hoping you could sort of talk about what Coach Cal has taught you about being selfless and being willing to play fewer minutes and get lower stats for the sake of trying to win a championship.
Andrew?
Well, first you have to like each other as people. And like all these guys said, that's probably the best part of being on this team, just sitting around laughing and joking with everybody. So it's not as hard to sacrifice, especially when you're winning ahead of the season we did. So.
Back here.
Cliff Early, Sports Byline. For any of the guys, you hear Coach Cal talk about his former players as his guys. This is your chance. Tell me about your guy. Each one of you, tell us about Coach Cal, what he means to you.
Aaron?
Well, he just made me become the best basketball player I could be at this point. And he's pushed me to limits that I was very uncomfortable, but he's created me to be a great basketball player. Just like I'm not many men can do the things that he does with us, and it's just a great man to be around.
Willie,
he challenged, you know, not just me but everybody, anybody that comes in the program. He challenges you in a mental way, and that's what makes you successful. A lot of basketball is all mental, so the way he challenges you mentally and makes you do stuff that you would never thought you would do in your life, that's powerful for a man.
We're going to take two more right here.
Robert Littow, Black Sports Online. For the Harrison twins, this was the second time you played Wisconsin. Was there anything different about them this time around that surprised you, or was it mainly like the same team and just the outcome was a little different this time?
Andrew?
I mean, both years we played them, they're a great team. They made some adjustments this year. I mean, they made it this far. They're obviously a good team, and we just didn't make enough plays at the end. Can't take nothing away from them, though.
Aaron?
Just like he said, it's a great basketball team, really, and they won today, so.
Last question, please.
Greg Logan of New York News Day for Willie. It's hard enough to win a national championship as it is, but with the pressure of being undefeated, how much do you think that began to weigh on you guys these last two games?
Willie?
I don't think it weighed in on us, the 40-0 hype. If that was the case, it would have happened, and we would have lost a long time ago. It's just time and circumstances. Like we was up in a crucial part of the game. The last 5 minutes is the game. And we didn't make plays in those last 5 minutes to hold the lead and push it. And if you don't make plays in the last 5 minutes, you will lose. Me being here for 3 years, you will lose in the last 5 minutes if you don't make plays. So that's it.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, questions for Coach right up here in front.
See you guys.
Coach Noah Kozlov, CineSport. What did happen after you're up 60-56? Why did you decide to slow the ball down a bit?
We didn't slow it down. We were trying to post the ball. We were trying to run the pick and rolls, the stuff that we were running. They crowded us a little bit, and the guys got a little tentative. But we were trying to still play. I mean, the thing that was tough is that we're a finishing team. That's what we've been. And we didn't. They did and we didn't. And that's why they're still playing and we're not.
Right over here.
Taylor Zarzer, SiriusXM. Coach, you said if team beats you and you give it your best, you can live with the result. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Yep. I've been doing this so long. I've had some tough losses and some unbelievable wins at the buzzers, and it's all part of this. My concern are these young people right here and making sure they keep this in the right perspective. They just had a historic year. Don't you look at anything else. There's not one kid in this team that would be blamed for us losing this game. If you want to blame somebody, blame me. They made it. We were down 8. The game probably should have been over. And these kids just fought, and we went, all of a sudden I look up, we're up 4, and I'm like, we're going to win this thing. And then, a play here, a play there, all of a sudden we don't post it. They crowd us, we don't post it again, and we take late shot. We're not a team that gets shot clock violations. I think we got 3. I mean, we don't ever do that. But, again, this team, the best thing for me, every one of these players has helped themselves, even though they've sacrificed and been selfish. Every one of them has taken their game and their own personal stock to another level, yet they were selfless, sacrificed brothers. They did this together. And I told my wife before the game, we could lose. They're good enough to beat us, and I'll live with it. I mean, I've done this a long time.
Right here.
John, Paul Dougherty, Cincinnati Inquirer. Following up on Greg's question, do you think that the burden of being undefeated, the burden of expectations that come with Kentucky, what you have referred to in the last 3 weeks or so as clutter, do you think all that extraneous stuff had any impact on your team tonight?
I think what impacted the game the most was Wisconsin and how they played. I mean, they out-rebounded us by 12 rebounds. That doesn't happen. Now, you think about this. We had 6 turnovers for the game. We shot 90% from the free throw line, 60 from the 3, and 48 from the field, and we lost. What does that mean they did? We struggled to guard them. They shot 47, 48 also. But it was the rebounding and the toughness and the plays around the goal. They made and ones, and we didn't. But you got to give them credit. I mean, I'll be honest, for me, I wasn't thinking 40-0. I was just trying to win the game, get on to another game. I would hope my team was that way, but they're 18- and 19-year-olds. Maybe they were. And it would, you know what, if they were? Okay, I'll deal with that too.
Back in the back, this is going to be the last question for John.
Coach, what was the biggest factor in the difference in rebounding?
Well, in the first half, they got 11 points off offensive rebounds where we just didn't come up with balls. But they go after the ball. They ended up with 12, which is not a huge number. But they had a bunch in that first half. We rebounded better in the second half, which is why we ended up going up. But again, we didn't execute down the stretch. We didn't make the plays. That comes back to me, and I'll take responsibility. You know, there were things we were trying to do maybe we shouldn't have done. You know, they were trying to jam it to the post. Well, they crowded. They knew what we were going to do. But I'm proud of these kids. I mean, again, they took us on an absolute ride as a coach, our staff, this university, our state, and you're not going to take it away. I mean, they're hurting right now, but when they look back on this time, they've all improved. They all learned to be a servant leader, be about someone else more than yourself. In this day and age, they did it. And they fell a little short, and I would imagine people are going to look on this season and say, you know what, who cares? What they did to show all the young kids, you don't have to try to shoot 30 balls. You can do right by your team and still be the number one draft pick and still get drafted and still your own awards come your way. So proud of these guys. It hurts. Would have loved to have been the 40-0. You know, let's see if we can take another stab at it. But 38 and what these guys did in a row, incredible stuff. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, what a fantastic job these guys did all year. They just came together and to do all the things that they accomplished. Highest offensive efficiency. Team that committed the least number of fouls during the year, a team that got to the free throw line. So these guys played 30-some games that way, and just unfortunate that this one had to be played out that way.
All right, questions for Coach Ryan right here in the front.
Noah Kozlov, CineSport. Coach, what went into the reasoning of fouling late when there's still some time left on the shot clock, game clock?
What was what?
When you committed the foul on Tyus coming out of the timeout to send him to the free throw line when it was a one possession game late?
I don't think it was one. Find out what the score was. But Nigel went for a steal.
It was 66-63.
He went for a steal, and then Tyus, who's so quick, kind of drew the foul.
Over here, Bob.
Bob Kravitz with WTHR in Indianapolis. You guys have gone all year without fouling. Were you surprised or particularly upset with the officiating that you guys got called so much?
Well, you can't say anything about the officiating. Come on. You trying to set me up? So you want to reword that, or what are you saying?
Just asking a question.
I don't know what the question was.
Did you take issue with the officiating?
Have you ever watched me during a game? I don't think this was any different. No, if we have these things that we practice, okay? We practice in our practices where if an offensive player jumps into you, we always call it on the offensive player. It's just what we do. So, you know, there were some situations where obviously our guys felt they were in position. I'm sure they felt they were in the right. So both teams are gonna always feel that there's a question or two. So it's just the way the game's played. But I've been with these guys a long time, and and I've watched a lot of basketball. I just, sometimes games are played differently, and you have to go with the flow.
Right here.
Coach, Kevin Urbanbeck from the Kentucky Colonel. Coach, what are you going to remember most about these seniors, and what about them represents the University of Wisconsin, the way they played?
Oh, everything. Just, yeah. When you go through an experience like this and you get asked a question, it's really hard to put into words the years, the hours, the travel, the... So it'll be in their memory bank and it'll be in my memory bank, but, you know, it's not something that you easily express. If you've ever played on a team, if you ever were in the service, if you were ever with a company for a long period of time, there's things that happen and things that develop, and it's hard to describe them. It's just an inner feeling that you have. But this group was so together and enjoyed each other's company, could needle with each other, and they did a lot of good things. I mean, again, if you go through all the things that this team did as a team, the offensive efficiency I mentioned, fewest number of fouls in the country, fewest number of turnovers. You know what it takes to have the fewest number of turnovers? A lot of discipline, a lot of work goes into that. And if you've ever tried to play the game, and it's not as easy taking care of the ball as you think, but this group just set another standard of taking care of the ball. Playing defense with their feet, things like that, not their hands. Sometimes hands are allowed more than others. You know how the game goes. And like I said before, you always got to adjust. So I really can't put into words how close and how special this is. Maybe someday I will, but it's just, and to see them go out this way, that's tough.
Right here.
Michael Pointer from the Indianapolis Star. Bo, just elaborate a little more on Frank said how you guys wanted to deal with Okafor, because you did have a lot of success with him until those last 3 or 4 minutes. And by the same token, when Duke made that late run, what did you feel like started kind of turning for them that kind of swung the game in their favor?
Well, Okafor had a lot of rest because of the foul trouble. And those two plays that he made on the potential am one, and also on the other basket that he had. I mean, he exerted his will, his influence, and got it done.
Right back here.
Homer, ESPN Milwaukee, a loss is a loss, but is it any tougher for you or the players when you think we're up 9 with 13 minutes to go?
Anybody that's been around basketball knows that 10, 15, 9, 8, 13 minutes ago, that's forever. Teams make runs. Happens all the time.
Right down here.
Karen Krause, New York Times. Bo, Frank said it's just going to be hard to say goodbye. Can you talk about, is it going to be hard for you to say goodbye to this class of seniors?
Oh, without a doubt. All the seniors that I've had the hard to say the word, but every player that's played through the program, okay? We don't do a rent a player, you know what I mean? Try to take a fifth year guy or whatever, and that's okay. If other people do that, that's great. I like trying to build from within. It's just the way I am. And to see these guys grow over the years, and to be here last year and lose a tough game, and boom, they came back. They said what they wanted to do, and they put themselves into that position. And they won't forget this for a long time. You know, it's went on, but I told them that's life. Where do you get a job? Where do you start the next 60 or 70 years of your life? It's not always going to work out the way that you would like it to, but then you measure a person by what it takes to discourage them.
We're going to take two more right here.
Noah Kozlov, CineSport. Coach, what did Duke do that didn't allow Decker to get going tonight?
Well, Decker's been played like that before. Maybe not as physical, but he just was off on his outside shot. We all would have liked to have seen one or two of those go down, but they didn't. And that happens in games, and he hasn't had very many of those, but it happens.
Right back here.
Well, one last thing. On Frank, I'm not going to ask you about his legacy, but just on his performance tonight, what was your take on him?
Well, he was a gamer. He was getting banged around like crazy, and I was kind of hoping he'd get to the line a little more, but just wasn't the way it worked out. But he was tough. He tried to play hard. Fortunately, there were a lot of timeouts, so he got a chance to get some rest. And he's going to get even better. But what he did in his years at Wisconsin will be remembered for a long time.
Thank you, Bo.
Okay.
Do I get a chance to say something?
No.
All right. first of all, thank you. A beautiful trophy and significant. It signifies an amazing win tonight over a great, great basketball team. You know, Wisconsin is also deserving of being a champion. And it was a game, it was a heck of a game. And when we got 9 points down, we're in foul trouble and a little bit disjointed. You know, Grayson put us on his back. And we went to him kind of exclusively because of his ability to drive and penetrate. And he did. He finished. You know, he got 16 points, hit his free throws, got a steal. And then it won't show up in the stats except for his rebounding and blocks. I guess that's pretty good. But Emile Jefferson was a huge, huge factor in this game. His defense and how he battled everybody. He battled everybody. Put us in a great, great position. And then the ball screen stuff with Tyus just worked out well. My team had great grit and determination, and our defense down the stretch was magnificent. And then we scored. I mean, we were fabulous down the stretch. I mean, I don't know how you can be any better than we were down the stretch, except Tyus going in for that layup when he should have taken it to the side, and I wanted to break his neck. But other than that, great, great stuff, and I'm proud of my team.
Okay, Coach has already made his opening statement, so we'll just go straight to the players for questions. Raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you right here.
Aaron Beard with the AP. This is for Grayson. Just how do you keep your mindset when you're in a year when, you know, you have some games where you play a little bit, some spot minutes, and then you get to the biggest game, and you have to be out on the court for major minutes and make a big contribution?
Grayson?
Well, Coach has told me all year to stay ready, and in practice, these other seven guys have really given me confidence, and they've been supporting me all year. And to be in the position where you're coming off the bench, and these guys have still supported me and putting confidence in me. I knew that I was capable of doing it just because of what they'd been telling me all year.
Right here.
Steve Futterman with CBS News for Tyus and Grayson. Just your thoughts right now. You've done it. You've won the national championship. What's going through your heart and mind right now?
Tyus.
It's hard to put it into words. It's just, this is just such a special group and, the best team that I've ever been a part of. And we've worked hard all year, and this has been, our one goal that we were working for. And no matter if it was getting up extra shots or, extra running, trying to get in better shape or, tough practices, just believing in one another, believing in Coach and everything that, they're telling us, because, we knew at the end if we did accomplish this, it was all going to be worth it.
Grayson?
It doesn't feel real right now, to be honest. For me, dreaming of being here and to have it my first year here at Duke, it's It's amazing, and you know, this group has talked about this moment since the beginning of the year, but saying it and actually getting it done are two completely different things, and it's been a tough road. So to be here and to be able to do it with this group of guys is so amazing.
Right here.
Robert Littell from Black Sports Online. This is for Grayson. In the first half, you guys had a really hard time drawing fouls against Wisconsin. You're down 9, and then you kind of take over. You start getting to the line. You start drawing contact. What did you see from their defense that made you think and allowed you to exploit them and start basically getting them into foul trouble?
Well, I saw openings to drive, and Quinn has been a great shooter for us all year, and so they were really staying on him and not helping off. So that was able to give us open lanes to attack the basket. And, you know, I just wanted to stay aggressive and go up and, you know, try to draw a foul.
Over here.
Dana O'Neill with ESPN. Quinn, could you just describe what it felt like to be on the stage watching One Shining Moment with Coach Krzyzewski?
Quinn.
Surreal. Something that, you know, we've all dreamed of. You know, growing up watching Duke, watching Coach K win championships and with celebrate with his great players, you know, you always want to dream of that. And, you know, to be next to Coach, you know, he's been like a father to me over these last 4 years. And to have him, you know, with his arm around me and hugging me, you know, while we watching One Shining Moment, it was probably the best feeling of my life. And, you know, words can't describe how everyone is feeling right now. And I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed that Coach thought I was good enough to come to Duke.
Back here.
Quinn. Back here. Nancy Armour, USA Today. As a follow-up to that, what does it mean to be able to give Coach K his fifth national championship? Now the only person who has more is Coach Wooden.
Quinn.
You know, all year, and especially, you know, this past week and you know, this week of preparation, you know, Coach has been making it not about his fifth, about our first together. You know, I can remember when we won 1,000 games for him. You know, he was more worried about getting our 17th win, and you know, not, you know, all his players. You know, not just thinking about him, just thinking about us and our team. And you know, he's kept us all, you know, in the moment of this team. So, you know, it's great to get him his fifth. But you know, I know he's happy that this is his first with us. And you know, it's just something that you dream of, winning a national championship.
Over here.
John McCann with the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina. This is for Grayson. Grayson, the poise, the aggression that you play with out there, is that purely an example of or a byproduct of going against guys like Quinn and Tyus in practice all season?
Grayson.
I think definitely. You know, we push each other in practice because we know that's what's going to make us better. And so, I mean, that was big preparation for me to be in this moment.
Right here in front.
Noah Kozlov, CineSport for you. Grayson, you grew up a Duke fan. When did you start putting yourself in this position when you were a little kid that you would have such a big part in a national championship game?
Grayson.
I dreamed about it, I think, ever since eighth grade. You know, I saw them win 2010 that national championship against Butler, and so I've dreamed about being in this moment since then. Never thought it would actually come true, but for it to happen, it's amazing. I'm lost for words.
I'm sorry. Back here.
Roger Rubin from the New York Daily News. Question for Quinn. Quinn, it's obviously your team, but tonight the four freshmen scored 60 points, and every point after halftime. Can you speak to what you've seen in their arc this season and what they've accomplished and where they stand as a group?
Quinn.
They're amazing. They're amazing. I mean, they make up half our team. You know, it's four of them, and they came in so close, so together, and so humble. I mean, those guys are so humble. I mean, you know, all top 20 recruits. I mean, the number one class. I mean, they came in so humble. It was all about the team. Worked. All of them worked. All of them looked up to the upperclassmen for advice. They didn't think they knew it all and things like that. And I mean, they work hard, and it paid off tonight. They've been, you know, making plays for us all year. And, you know, it's great that it paid off in the biggest game of everybody's lives. And I'm grateful for those young guys because, you know, for them to perform like that on a stage like this says a lot about those guys' confidence. And, you know, I'm just thankful that they came to Duke.
Right back here.
Jerry Ahern, USA Today Sports for Tyus. Tyus, what did you guys say to Jahlil to kind of get him going? And did that spark his strong finish to the game?
Tyus.
We didn't have to say, you know, anything to Ja. He's all about the team. You know, unfortunately, he got into some foul trouble, but, you know, all the time, you know, everyone on this team is telling each other, you know, just stay in it, and we never get down on ourselves or one another. You know, this team is so close that, you know, it's all about winning, no matter who's stepping up, no matter, you know, how you're playing individually, as long as the team wins. And, you know, he got into some foul trouble, but he was able to come back in, and, you know, because of his positive attitude, he made some big plays for us down the stretch.
Right here, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Washburn, the Sports Exchange. This question's for Quinn. Quinn, you have the unique perspective of having played at Duke for 4 years. You saw this team at one point in March. It just seemed to grasp Coach Krzyzewski's defensive philosophy, and it carried you to a national championship as much as your scoring. Could you talk a little bit about when you saw that flip, or when did it happen, and how did it happen?
Quinn?
I think, you know, I really started to notice it after we beat UVA at home. And, you know, guys really, you know, kicked it up a notch in practice when we went through defensive things. And, you know, it became fun, you know, getting stops, stringing stops together. And, you know, we knew defensive rebound would win us a championship. And, you know, a couple let-ups here and there, game here, game here. But, I mean, in this tournament, I mean, we played outstanding defense, all eight guys. Just our preparation, you know, our watching film, our walkthroughs, you know, we went game speed and everything we did. We prepared so well. Our coaches don't sleep at all during the tournament, and, you know, it pays off. And, you know, for us to put on a defensive performance like that against one of the better teams in the country is outstanding. And I'm just so happy that, you know, the little things that count, and they counted today.
Can I add one thing with that? All these guys have become – they really students of the game, and they share knowledge, they talked well. And if you look at the stats tonight, two of my players had combined 2 points, Matt and Emil. And I don't know if you can give points defensively, but they were incredible, those two kids on the defensive end. And I think where you start taking more pride in it, and they talked well.
We're going to take two more for the young man right here.
Mark Tracy, New York Times. This is for Tyus. You come from halfway across the country from Duke. You made a decision to go there based, you know, kind of on other people who were going there as well. What were you hoping to accomplish with that? How were you hoping to accomplish it? And did it play out as you envisioned it?
Tyus.
I just wanted to be a part of a special team. You know, I knew the guys on the team already prior to, you know, stepping on campus. I knew Grace and Justice and Ja already before we even got to campus. And I just trusted, you know, Coach K and everyone on the staff, you know, with all my heart. And I believed in everything that they told me. And I just wanted to help, you know, contribute to such a special group. And I wanted to go somewhere where I knew we would win. As soon as I stepped on campus, you could just feel, you know, the family atmosphere. And it was just, you know, always positive energy, everyone caring for one another. And you could just tell that, you know, this year was going to be special.
Well, one more for the players right here.
Ryan Herger, The Chronicle. For Emil, Ja got in foul trouble. They were killing you guys on the offensive glass in the first half. Can you talk about your mindset on the defensive end, especially in the second half? You got matched up with Kaminsky a couple of times.
Emil?
For me, it was just about making positive plays. You know, we have an amazing group. We have guys that can score, amazing talents. So when I'm out there, I'm just trying to do, you know, whatever I can to help our guys. And, you know, today it was, you know, being strong on the defensive end and, you know, trying to make a play at all times. I think all our guys, you know, feel like are confident enough, you know, in their abilities, no matter if they're in the game or starting, that they can make a play. And, you know, I was out there, I was able to make some plays, but our entire group was really huge tonight, and I'm extremely proud to be on this team.
Thank you, fellas.
All right. See you guys all. Don't get in trouble.
All right, we'll continue with Coach Krzyzewski right here on the left.
Yeah, Mike. Mick McKay from Detroit Free Press. What was going through your head with Ja in foul trouble? how long to keep him out, when to put him back in, and what did you tell him right before you put him back in?
I didn't tell him anything. You know, when I put him back in late, you know, we just thought that he'd be he might, especially in on the out-of-bounds situation, you know, we might get something. It wasn't exactly what we diagrammed, but he's in a good position, and he's done it all year. And I think the foul trouble got to him and Justice. And we didn't play well at the start of the second half. For about 10 minutes, I thought they were really outplaying us. And they're still young guys. I know they're pro prospects and all that, but they're young guys. And learning how to play hard and strong and tough when you have that foul trouble is something you learn. And thank goodness he came in and got it. But I'm sure Jeff, John, and Nate said stuff to him like stay in with it. But he came up with two huge plays for us.
Right here.
Nancy Ammer, USA Today Sports. Mike, how does this compare? You, when the final buzzer sounded, you just had a look of pure delight on your face. Can you rank this with the other four that you have?
Yeah, well, all of them are great. You know, it's the one that you're in this moment with is always the most current, and you can feel it the best. I haven't loved the team any more than I've loved this team. And, you know, we have eight guys, and four of them are freshmen. For them to win 35 games and win the national title is incredible. And when it's over, and I would have the best appreciation of that, because I've been in this for 40 years. And I'm the coach of that group that did this. You know, how good is that? And they've been a joy. They've been an incredible joy. So, you know, when you're already happy and you get happier, it's pretty damn good. It's pretty good.
Back in the back.
Coach, Sam Panayotovich, WGN, Jahlil, Jabari, John Shire, even Anthony Davis, Frank Kaminsky. Chicago continues to produce a lot of high-quality players.
Good coaches, too.
Good coaches as well. How important is it to control that area?
I don't know if we control the area, but...
Just to be in the conversation.
We do well with our players. You know, wherever they're from, our players get better. They become not just, if they're going to be pros, they become good pros. They all become good men. And so you have a great track record. So you're going to get good players, because it's not just our program, but Duke does that. You know, that's why I've been at Duke for 35 years. Duke's made me unbelievably good, because they're around excellence all the time, with all the kids who go to school there. And we've been fortunate to get a lot of, you miss Chris Collins, you know, from there. That's been a good area for us.
Right here.
Michael Presti, NCAA.com. There's a scene on the court afterwards, Mike, where you're picking up each grandchild.
Yeah.
Something you weren't doing in 1991 and 92. What's it mean at this stage in your life?
Thank goodness for my daughters.
What's it mean at this time in your life to be able to share this moment with a family like that?
The best. You know, we've been able to do it with USA basketball in the last Olympics. Everyone was there, actually in Beijing, but we didn't have as many grandchildren then. And the cool thing about it now is my grandchildren are older, you know, 15, 14, 11, two of them are 11, the twins, and they know it more. So they... You know, the thing is, they live it all the time. My daughters, we talk about it. It's so they've shared it, and they share it with them. It's always been a family thing, and now we got a bigger family. You know, to see my daughters crying, we're coming here on the cart, and the one grandson I did not see was John David, Jamie and Chris's son. And so we're going by, I say, stop, stop. And he's very eloquent. You know, what is he? How old is he? Five. And he says, "Congratulations, Poppy." I said, "Stop the cart. I got to give him a hug." You know, and you know, just cool. It's really neat stuff.
Right here.
Robert Littow from Black Sports Online. Can you talk about the versatility of this particular team? You guys have been able to outscore people throughout the year, but in this particular championship game, you were able to out Wisconsin, and a lot of people didn't think that was possible.
Well, with eight guys, we needed to be very versatile. So it kind of happened over, you know, how we play. And Grayson has been coming on so much that, and Matt was playing such good defense, and my guards are good. It was, you know, in some respects, the foul trouble may have helped us a little bit because I got some gritty guys in there, you know, in combinations that we didn't have on the court very much this year. You know, I have to look at it. I'll look at the tape later on because I'm not even sure who I had in all the time. But I know because Ja and Justice were on the bench that, and Marshall was on the bench, we were pretty small. And we were playing such good post defense with that small lineup. And that's where, you know, I know Matt and Emil were the linchpins of the defense. They were so darn good. And for them to take that pride without, you know, getting shots and stuff like that is terrific.
Right back here, over on your right.
Mike, Ted Sarandis, WNYM Radio New York. Can you expand on the defensive execution down the stretch? It was really kind of a thing of beauty for those of us who enjoy defense. Decker comes in, maybe the hottest three-point shooter in the tournament, yeah. And you guys hold him to 0-for-6, and then even Kaminsky, as well as he played, did a great job at denial, and he doesn't get a shot in the last minute.
Yeah, well, with that smaller, we're switching a lot, and they were trying to ISO in the post, but our guys fought it. And Emil had one really big block, I think, on Hayes. But Emil and Matt were like big guys defending them. And they're really good. Matt got in on Decker, and then Grayson did the whole game where he didn't have the freedom to dribble like he normally has. And Emil is a better defender against Kaminsky than Ja would be. Because, Kaminsky's more like Leitner. You know, national play, they're not centers, they're players. And so that's difficult for a guy like Ja to defend. But Emil defended him well.
Right here in front.
Coach, the players talked about being together and being like this family unit all throughout the tournament, and they talked about early in the season how much this would mean to them and how much you meant to them. Right. What made them about it so close, and what made you so close to them?
Well, we with guys who aren't going to be here as long, what we've tried to do over the last few years is get to know them even better before they got to Duke. And for all four of those kids, their families are so good. They committed pretty early. And so they got to know us deeper than a normal incoming freshman. And then they got to know the guys on the team, you know, the guys coming back. It helped. I think a statement that Quinn has said a couple times this week is how humble the guys are. So here you have these four really good freshmen coming in, and they want to blend. They want to be led. They don't want it to be about them, although it's going to be a lot about them. And they're good guys. And they had that chemistry right away. They had that's been an incredible group. I've never had a group that has had this chemistry and the brotherhood that this group has had, maybe because it's so small. Yeah, I don't know.
We have time for two more right here.
Mike, Jeff Washburn, the Sports Exchange. Indianapolis has been a special place to you, obviously.
Right.
And Coach Wooden, the only guy ahead of you now, grew up 40 minutes south of here, went to college 60 minutes north of here. It's almost like there's kind of some interesting chemistry going on with you in Indianapolis. Just talk about, you know, each of the three championships were unique, but to do it in John Wooden's bailiwick, so to speak.
Well, whenever you mention Coach Wooden, he should be, he's separate from everybody. But in some respects, so is Indianapolis. I don't know if you realize just how good everyone is here. All the hosts, the volunteers, the police who ask, everyone, they're unbelievable. I want to thank them for making this experience so good for our team. And it's comfortable. Plus, this arena is the most beautiful, outside of the feeling you get at the Garden and in Cameron, this is a spectacular venue. When you walk out on the court as a player or coach and you see this arena, there's something here that's magical. I don't know. And then, I don't know what it is, but it's here. And and we've done well here. But, yeah, can I make just, I also want to say that for basketball, this has been a great year for basketball. And somehow there's been better cooperation in the stakeholders of the game. The stakeholders being maybe mainly the TV people. CBS and Turner have done a fabulous job with the tournament, but ESPN does a fabulous job with it in bringing it to the 5-yard line. For some reason, and maybe it was because of following Kentucky's pursuit of perfection, ESPN and Turner and CBS they were better together. I hope that keeps going. The game needs it. And, ESPN, all they do is promote it so more people are going to watch it. But we need those stakeholders to be team members in the future of our game. The blueprint of it was this year. And I really believe that Kentucky was a catalyst for it. But I don't know if we're always going to have a undefeated team going into the Final Four, but it was better. If you look back, you're talking more about basketball. Everyone's talking more about it. Ratings are sky high, and that. But I think it was because of that cooperation. I hope we continue to have that.
We're going to take one more question.
Greg Logan of Newsday. Mike, when you look back at this, how much satisfaction will you take from the fact that you changed your whole approach and were able to win a title in a completely different way from the past model?
Yeah, they all been different. John Shire would tell you that 210 was different than 201. 201, we had a heck of a lot of talent. Not that John's team wasn't talented, but the ability to adapt is key in everything. And I think I've adapted well, and I really believe in the last decade, having the honor and the opportunity to coach our nation's team has helped me adapt even more. But it's not like you're making sacrifices. Just what does this group need from you? And then you try to give that. And as long as they're giving back, then it's a pretty cool thing. Again, I want to thank everyone in Indianapolis and the NCAA and all the volunteers and that. It's been spectacular. It's been more player friendly. The locker rooms, the hotels, everything. There's a big improvement that's gone on, to include giving money to the parents to get here. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep the ball rolling and try to find out more that we can do for these student athletes as we go forward. And again, I want to thank my team publicly for taking me on a great ride. So, happy guy. All right.
Thank you, Poppy.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. So, like I said, I there was a lot of good stuff in there. Just kind of wanted to get those views out there. Just think it's kind of interesting to hear what the coaches say after such a big emotional game, And, yeah, Final Four, I mean, you know, you got to say Duke deserves it. I think Grayson Allen was just amazing. Really picked up his game over the last couple of months after Rashid Suleiman was kicked off the team and, you know, really showed, hey, I'm a four-star recruit as well. Or I don't know if he was four or five-star, but, you know, he's one of the big four that everybody was talking about, Okafor, Jones, and Winslow. But, you know, he's right up there as well and, you know, definitely impressed me. You know, you hearts have to go out to Wisconsin. They really played great basketball. And but I think in the end, I really think in the end that the elite talent really prevails. You know, you look at what Jones did. You look at what Allen did. You look at Winslow did. You look at Okafor, you know, dealing with the foul trouble, then, but then coming back in and having those two huge plays at the offensive end. You know, those are elite talent guys, and I think that's what wins still in basketball. But, you know, you have to definitely tip your hat. You know, it would have been great to see Wisconsin win, but in the end, you know, Coach K and his group of guys just got the job done. Wisconsin obviously is going to be a real different team. Duke could be a really different team. Kentucky could be real different. So it's going to be might be a very different looking Final Four next year. So in that regard, it was real fun to see these groups. Obviously, Duke and Kentucky, you'd have to imagine, are going to be in the mix depending on who comes over. And who leaves, in general, very entertaining Final Four. Had a chance to watch it, watch those pretty intently. Had a big old sports bar, Real Sports, in Toronto, which was pretty fun. A huge, I think it was 39 inches tall, 39 feet tall, sorry. Yeah, that size was massive. Yeah, it was definitely probably the most watched Final Four that I've seen, you know, the most of a Final Four of an NCAA tournament I've seen in quite some time. I think a fitting ending, you know, really, you know, Michigan wasn't quite there. They started strong, but that wasn't meant to be. They couldn't keep up with the hot start that they had. So just a fantastic Final Four, and look forward to the next one. So I guess with that, I'm going to let y'all run. Just last thing is let you know what you're listening to, and that is Where's My Horse, a song called song is by Monk, Turner, and Fashinoma, and it's from the album Emergency Songs. So with that, enjoy, and we'll catch you next week back from Germany. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to do it all over again. I want another chance. I want it to be different. I want to be a robot. I want to be a ham sandwich.
From ESPN College Basketball. You're listening to Taking the Charge